It's really amazing to me that the quiet guy who sat on my couch for 3 months and played cards with my kids caused such shockwaves when he decided to stop existing. It has been said so often, if only he had known how much he meant to so many people.
From the Felt Forum in New York City's Madison Square Garden, this is the Phil Oakes Memorial Celebration, a tribute to the late singer and songwriter who took his own life on April 9th of this year. I'm Steve Rath with National Public Radio's program of highlights from the May 28th concert featuring Danny Kalb, Dave Van Ronk, Lynn Chandler, Larry Estridge, Melanie, Allen Ginsberg, Peter Yarrow, Eric Anderson, Jim Glover, Pat Skye, Pete Seeger, Fred Hellerman, William Kunstler, Jerry Rubin, Oscar Brand, Odetta, Tim Hardin, Jack Elliott, Gene Ray, Tom Rush, Cora Weiss, and Bob Gibson, in a tribute to their friend, Phil Oakes.
1, 2, 3, 4, marching down the street to the rolling of the guns and the tramping of the feet. Well, the general salutes while the widows wave and weep. Here comes the big parade. Don't be afraid, the price is paid. Start the parade. So young, so strong, so ready for the war, so willing to go and die upon a foreign shore. All march together, everybody looks the same, so there is no one you can blame. Don't be ashamed, go on and light the flame and start the parade. Cold hard stares on faces so proud, kisses from the girls and cheers from the crowd, while the widows from the last war crying in their shrouds. Here comes the big parade. Don't be afraid, the price is paid. Start the parade. So young, so strong, so ready for the war, so willing to go and die upon a foreign shore. All march together, everybody looks the same, so there is no one you can blame. Don't be ashamed, go on and light the flame and start the parade. Marching down the street to the rolling of the guns and the tramping of the feet. Well, the general salutes while the widows wave and weep. Here comes the big parade. Don't be afraid, the price is paid. Don't be ashamed, go on and light the flame. You know war's a game, so start the parade.
Had the honor of writing that song in 1964 with Phil Oakes. Remember 1960s when you thought if you wrote the perfect song, why, they might really stop the war. Yes, our young 60s. One afternoon, Phil and I got together and we wrote several songs. We wrote a song about that's the way it's gonna be, wait and see. It's a very optimistic kind of lyric. It was a real down place in my life. Phil caught a lyric that meant a lot to me. As a matter of fact, this song has meant a lot to me at times when I've been kind of either down or in transition. It happens sometimes. same song became the crux of too many martyrs and too many deaths. Too many lives, too many empty words were said. Too many times before too many angry men. Oh, let it never be again. The song we wrote is That's the Way It's Gonna Be. This is my friend John Guth who's gonna play it with me. Good times are gone. If you say this rain will keep raining on, I'll walk along with my head held high. Find that song and I'll sing it to the sky. I may be wrong, but I'll live until I die. That's the way it's gonna be. Wait and see. Even though you say the devil knocks at my door, though you say my ship will not reach the shore, I got a will and a thousand ways, got a dream of a thousand better days, got a smile that just stays and stays. That's the way it's gonna be. Wait and see. Even though you say the tides are all running low, though you say that there's nowhere else we can go, detour is waiting for me around the bend, but I won't stay down on the count of ten. I said it before and I'll say it again. That's the way it's gonna be. Wait and see. Even though you say that all the good times are gone, though you say this rain will keep raining on, I'll walk along with my head held high. Find that song and I'll sing it to the sky. I may be wrong, but I'll live until I die. That's the way it's gonna be. Wait and see. Just you wait and see.
Bob Gibson, influential early songwriting partner of Phil Oakes, accompanied by John Guth, and followed on stage now by another longtime friend and often accompanist to Oakes, Danny Kalb.
This is a song that I wrote about a year ago, before Phil's death. But I felt that it was sort of appropriate to sing it tonight. And the name of the song is Morning at Midday. I'm Danny Kalb. I'm mourning at midday, can't buy a chance, lost in a trance over you. I've been lonely too long. Down in my dance, cute without stance or point of view. If I knew how to find you now, I'd go walking, I'd come running too. But I'm down in this hole, Novocaine in my soul, the same as I was once before. My time of my time, like cursing in rhyme, makes me feel like a poor man's son. Oh, doctor, please come, your boy's on the run, and I just can't give my all to some. I am going away with yesterday. Honey, I've been true to you. But I'm down in this hole, Novocaine in my soul, the same as I was once before. Day, shot full of holes, hot and then cold, it's true. I'm mourning at midday, can't buy a chance, lost in a trance without you. If I knew how to find you now, I'd go running, I'd come walking too. But I'm down in this hole, Novocaine in my soul, the same as I was once before. Yes, the same as I was once before. Yes, the same as I was without you.
On the stage, it was over a year ago when Phil put together a benefit concert for refugees, Chilean refugees from Kissinger's coup. He asked me if I would just come out and do one song for Victor Jara, the Chilean poet who was murdered by the junta. This was a song, and I really feel that I can do no more or no less.
Home, she never heard no
to mine. He died on the road. He died on the road. Never had no money for sufficient clothes.
My name is Len Chandler. When I first came from New York in 1958, the last singer that you just heard that did not identify himself was the first folk singer that I ever met. His name is Dave Van Ronk.
Come ye ranks of labor, come ye union corps. See if you remember all the struggles of before, when you were standing helpless on the outside of the door. And you started building links on the chain, and you started building links on the chain. The police on the horses, the waiting on command, riding through the strikes with a billy in each hand, swinging at the heads of every union man. As we started building links on the chain, sing it with me. As we started building links on the chain. Then the army of the fascists tried to put you on the run, But the army of the Union, they did what could be done. For the power of the factory was greater than the gun. As you build one more link on the chain, sing it. As you build one more link on the chain. And then the 1954 decision's finally made. The black man is rising fast, he's racing from the shade. But the Union took no stand, and the Union was betrayed. As you lost yourself a link on the chain, as you lost yourself a link on the chain. Then there came the boycotts, then the freedom rides. Forgetting what you stood for, you tried to black the tide. While the automation bosses, they were laughing on the side. As you lost another link on the chain, as you lost another link on the chain. All that they are doing is all that you have showed. You've got to fight, you've got to strike to get what you are owed. When you're building all your links on the chain, when you're building all your links on the chain. Now the times they are telling you, the times are moving on. All you are fighting for still is the jobs that will be gone. It's time now that I ask you, hey friend, which side are you on? As you're building all your links on the chain, as you're building all your links on the chain.
The first time I heard Phil Oakes in person was in Berkeley in, I guess it was in 65 or 66 or something, when he was at a big anti-war teach-in and he came up and he sang, I Ain't Marching Anymore. I'll never forget it. And when I think of Phil Oakes, I think as much of the times that we were all a part of and that were really very powerful and beautiful times, I think of that perhaps more than I even think of his music, although I loved his music.
A personal reflection on Phil Oakes from one of the members of the audience of 4300 that's packed this Felt Forum at Madison Square Garden for this tribute to Oakes. And coming on stage now is Melanie.
Hi. I met Phil Oakes at a concert that we did together in some college in Ohio, and I heard him do this song. People know people and their music by what they project on them. I think everybody's guilty of that to some degree, but I didn't know Phil Oakes well, but I knew him best through his music and through this song. I Found him by the stage last night. He was breathing his last breath. A bottle of gin and a cigarette was all that he had left. Well, I know that you make music, 'cause you carry your guitar. God help the troubadour who tries to be a star. Oh, come on and play the chords of love, my friends. Play the chords of pain. But if you want to keep your song, oh, no, don't play the chords of fame, oh, no. Hustlers, as they try to take the world, and when they find their melody, they're surrounded by the girls. But it all fades so quickly, like a sunny summer day. Reporters ask you questions, and they write down what you say. So come on and play the chords of love, my friends. Play the chords of pain. But if you wanna keep your song, oh no, don't play the chords of fame, oh no. Your innocence and put you up for sale. The more that you will find success, the more that you will fail. Well, I've been around, I've had my share, and I really can't complain. But I wonder who behind on the other side of play. Oh, come on and play the chords of love, my friends. Play the chords of pain. But if you wanna keep your song, no, don't play the chords of fame, oh no. Do you have some problems? Would you like someone to solve them? Would you like someone to share in your misery? Well, I don't know the
sermon lines are forming, and Saturday night is a memory that I gave. She's busy in the pantry, far away from Elma Gantry, who is busy baking souls that he may save. Everybody's soul but Miranda. She's a Rudolph Valentino fan, and she doesn't claim to understand. She bakes brownies for the boys in the band. The sunburned hands are peeling on the doctors who are healing, and the license plates are laughing on the car. But Miranda, oh, she's a Rudolph Valentino fan. She doesn't seem to understand. She bakes brownies for the boys in the band. At the bar, we're gin and scotching as the FBI is watching, and the tape recording every other word. The bartender is bleeding, pardon me, I was just leaving, as another clever voice repeats, absurd. And everybody's talking but Miranda. She's a Rudolph Valentino fan. She doesn't claim to understand. She bakes brownies for the boys.
Tell me why you're crying, my son. I know you're frightened like everyone. Is it the thunder in the distance you fear? Will it help if I stay very near? I am here, and if you take my hand, my son, all will be well when the day is done. And if you take my hand, my son, all will be well when the day is done. Day is done, day is done, day is, when the day is done, day is done, day is done. Day is done. Do you ask why I'm sighing, my son? You shall inherit what mankind has done. In a world filled with sorrow and woe, if you ask me why this is so, I really don't know. But if you
Pete Seeger, Gene Ray, Oscar Brand, Odetta, and Len Chandler on stage. A reunion of some of the broadside singers of the early 60s, who, like Tom Paxton, Bob Dylan, and Phil Oakes, found the mimeographed pages of Broadside magazine the first vehicle for many of their topical songs.
I'd like you to try to, we haven't had any sing-alongs yet, so this is called Thirsty Boots, and it's a song very light. If you know it, just sing it with me, you know?
Long been on the open road, you've been sleeping in the rain. Dirty words and muddy cells, your clothes are smeared and stained. Dirty words and the muddy cells will soon be judged insane. So only stop and rest yourselves, you're off again. Why don't you take off your thirsty boots and stay for a while? Feet are hot and weary, all from a dusty mile. Maybe I can make you laugh, maybe I can try. I'm just looking for the evening and the morning in your eyes. Tell me of the ones you saw as far as you could see, across the plains from field to town, all marching to be free. And of the rusted prison gates that tumbled by decree, oh, like laughing children, one by one, and they look like you and me. Why don't you take off your thirsty boots and stay for a while? Feet are hot and weary, all from a dusty mile. Maybe I can make you laugh, maybe I can try. Well, I'm just looking for the evening and the morning in your eyes. Crooked rainbow trails, dancing cliff edge, shattered sills of slandered shackled jails. The voices drift up from below as the walls are being scaled. It's all of this and more, my friend, your song should not be failed. Why don't you take off your thirsty boots and stay for a while? Feet are hot and weary, all from a dusty mile. Maybe I can make you laugh, maybe I can try. I'm just looking for the evening and the morning in your eyes. Thank you very much.
Jim Glover, hello. I'm just a little bit taller than Eric, so I'll have to just raise this up a little bit. The first song that Phil ever wrote was back in 1961 at Ohio State University. I'll try to sing it the way I remember him writing it. Cuban invasion. A thousand went to take the island. Chance as strong as broken twigs. And a thousand stayed there at the island. Met their fate at the Bay of Pigs. Why were they wearing my country's clothes? Why were they spending my country's gold? Who were my friends and who were my foes? The headlines were lying, why wasn't I told? And 1,000 went to take the island. Chants as strong as broken twigs. And 1,000 stayed there at the island. Met their fate at the Bay of Pigs. They were told when they arrived they'd be held by Castro's men. But they found out, those who survived, the CIA was wrong again. And 1,000 went to take the island. As strong as broken twigs. And 1,000 stayed there at the island. They met their fate at the Bay of Pigs.
Thank you. This is a rare occasion, you know. This is the young lady. She's older than I am. This young lady here taught me to do the song. Well, she talked me into doing it, her and Phil. Like, they chased me around the apartment for a couple of weeks. It's a heavy song.
It's been 5 years.
If you want to sing along on the chorus, you can do it. It's called Crucifixion.
And the night comes again, the circle-studded sky. Stars settle slowly, in loneliness they lie. Till the universe explodes as falling stars raise. Planets are paralyzed, the mountains are amazed. But they all glow brighter from the brilliance of the blaze. With the speed of insanity, then he dies. In the green fields of turning, a baby is born. His cries crease the wind and mingle with morn. An assault upon the order, the changing of the guard, chosen for a challenge that is hopelessly hard. But the only single sign is the sighing of the stars. But to the silence of distance they are sworn. So dance, 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 teach us to be true. Come dance, 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 'cause we love you. Images of innocence charge him to go on. But the decadence of history is looking for a pawn. To a nightmare of knowledge, he opens up the gate. A blinding revelation is served upon his plate. That beneath the greatest love is a hurricane of hate. And God help the critic of the dawn. So he stands on the sea and he shouts to the shore. The louder that he screams, the longer he's ignored. For the wine of oblivion is drunk to the dregs. And the merchants of the masses almost have to be begged. Till the giant is aware someone's pulling at his leg. And someone is tapping at the door. So dance, dance, dance.
we love you. And this message gathers meaning, it spreads across the land.
The rewarding of the fame is the following of the man.
Of ignorance is everywhere. People have their way. Success is an enemy to the losers of the day. In the shadows of the churches, who knows what they pray? And blood is the language of the band. The Spanish bulls are beaten, the crowd is soon begun. The matador is beautiful, a symphony of sound. Excitement is ecstatic, passion places bets. Gracefully he bows to ovations that he gets. But the hands that are applauding are slippery with sweat, and saliva is falling from their smiles. So dance, dance, dance. Teach us to be true. Come on, dance, dance, dance. 'Cause we love you.
And this overflow of life is crushed into a lyre. The gentle soul is ripped apart and tossed into a fire. It's the death of beauty, the victory of night. Truth becomes a tragedy, leaping from the light. The heavens are horrified, they stagger at the sight. And the cross is trembling with desire. They say they can't believe it, it's a sacrilegious shame. Now who would want to hurt such a hero of the game? Ah, but you know I predicted it, I knew he had to fall. How did it happen? I hope his suffering was small. Tell me every single detail, I've got to know it all. And do you have a picture of the pain? So dance, 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 teach us to be true. Come on, dance, 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 'cause we love you. Time takes a toll and the memory fades. But his glory is growing in the magic that he made. Ignorance is everywhere. Reality is ruined. There's nothing more to fear. The drama is distorted to what we want to hear. Swimming in our sorrow in a twisting of a tear. As we wait for the new thrill parade. And the eyes of the rebel have been branded by the blind. To the safety of sterility, the threat has been refined. The child was created, to the slaughterhouse he's led. It's so good to be alive when the eulogies are read. The climax of emotion, the worship of the dead. As the cycle of sacrifice unwinds. So just to be true. Come on, dance, dance, dance. 'Cause we love you. So dance, dance, dance. Teach us to be true. Come on, dance, dance, dance. 'Cause we love you.
When I was asked to play here, I haven't been around in quite a few years. I didn't know exactly what I thought would be appropriate, so I decided to play the pipes, and the tune I'm going to play is a traditional Celtic lament for the dead.
Celtic Lament, played on the Illan or Irish elbow bagpipes that Phil Oakes loved to hear, by his friend Patrick Skye. Coming on stage now, two former members of the Weavers, whose music certainly influenced Phil Oakes, Fred Hellerman and Pete Seeger.
I'm just a typical American boy from a typical American town. I believe in God and Senator Don, and he keeps an old Castro down. But when it came my time to serve, I knew better yet than red. And when I got to my old draft board, buddy, this is what I said. Sarge, I'm only 18, I got a ruptured spleen, and I always carry a purse. I got eyes like a bat, and my feet are flat, and my asthma is getting worse. Oh, think of my career, and my sweetheart dear, my poor old invalid aunt. Besides, I ain't no fool, I'm a-going to school, and I'm a-working in a defense plant. I got a dislocated disc and a racked up back. I'm allergic to flowers and bugs. And when the bombshell hits, I get epileptic fits, and I'm addicted to a thousand drugs. I got the weakness woes, can't touch my toes, I can hardly reach my knees.
Oh! Oh!
And if the enemy came close to me, I would probably start to sneeze. Sarge, I'm only 18, I got a ruptured spleen, I always carry a purse. I got eyes like a bat, and my feet are flat, and my asthma's getting worse. Oh, think of my career and the sweetheart dear, my poor old invalid aunt. Besides, I ain't no fool, I'm a-going to school, and I'm working in a defense plant. Mao Zedong, he's a crock of dung, but one thing you gotta see, that someone's gotta go over there, and that someone is in me. Sarge, I wish you well, Sarge, give him hell, yeah, kill me a thousand or so, and if you ever get a war without blood and gore, well, I'll be the first to go. Sarge, I'm only 18, I got a ruptured spleen, and I always carry a purse. I got eyes like a bat, and my feet are flat, and my asthma's getting worse. Oh, think of my career, and my sweetheart dear, my poor old invalid aunt. Besides, I ain't no fool, I'm a-going to school, and I'm a-working in a defense plant.
When they shot Medgar Evers, the tears they just rolled down my spine. And I cried when they killed Mr. Kennedy, as if he were a father of mine. Malcolm X got what was coming, he got what he asked for that time. Love me, love me, love me, I'm a liberal. I go to all of the civil rights rallies. I put down that old D.A.R. I love Sammy and Sidney and Harry. Every colored kid should be a star. When they move into my suburb, that's going a little too far. Love me, love me, love me, I'm a liberal. I'm happy about Jimmy Carter. I hope that he's better than Ford. I hope he finds funds for the city. Maybe A-beam could still be restored. I would move back to Manhattan, but I just made the PTA board. Love me, love me, love me, I'm a liberal. I read the New Republic and Nation to get every opposite view. I read Max Lerner and Harry Golden. I feel like I'm almost a Jew. I know who put out the papers. I learned it from Spiro Agnew. Oh, love me, love me, love me, I'm a liberal. Once I was young and impulsive, I wore every conceivable pin. Even went to some socialist meetings, and I learned every old union hymn. But now I am older and wiser, and that's why I'm turning you in. Love me, love me, love me, I'm a
Oscar Brand, adding a verse, keeping the spirit of Phil Oakes' Love Me, I'm a Liberal. To be followed on stage by another of the stalwarts of the folk scene since the civil rights marches. This is Odetta.
Good evening. Listening to everybody saying, be like everybody else. Oh, you see. I got to be me. Ain't nobody just like this. Got to be me. Baby, hit or miss. Look at you sitting there. You're all by yourself, listening to everybody saying, be like everybody else. Voice. You gotta be there. Ain't nobody just like this. You got to be there, baby, hit or miss. I was sitting there all by myself, living with everybody saying, be like everybody else. Now I see I got to me. It ain't nobody like this. I got to be me. A baby hit on me. Thank you. I leaned my back against an oak. Thinking it was a trusted tree. But first it bowed, and then it broke. And then my load couldn't talk to me. This river is wide. I cannot get over it. Neither have I wings. And God knows I can't fly. Hear me boat that captain. She'll rub my Lord and I. I lean on my back, I'm facing off, thinking it well. Of heaven, oh, how you pleased me, my gift of heaven, oh, how you pleased. I don't know where you come from. I don't know who you are. I don't know why you've come to be with me. Long years of lonely. Oh, how you please. Many years wondering how and why and live there was anyone here for me. No longer am I empty. No longer am I lost. You have found, and you complete me. My gift of heaven. Oh, how you please me.
A quick stage change now, the addition of a few microphones, and the entry of a band making ready for the familiar face and voice of Tim Hardin.
Also the title of Woody's autobiography, as you may know.
He walked all over his own roving land, from the New York Island to the California sand. He saw all the people that needed to be seen. He planted all the grass where it needed to be green. And now he's bound for a glory of his own. And now he's bound for glory. He wrote and he sang bound for glory all his own, and now he's bound for glory. He sang in our streets and he sang in our halls. He was always there when unions gave a call. He did all the jobs that needed to be done, and he always stood his ground when the smaller men would run. And now he's bound for glory all his own. And now he's bound for glory. And his pastures of plenty broke the dust bowl balladeer. And this land is your land, he wanted us to hear. And the rising of the unions will be sung about again. The deportees live on through the fabric of his pen. And now he's bound for glory all his own. And now he's bound for glory. Now they sing out his praises on every distant shore. But so few remember what he was fighting for. Oh, why sing the songs and forget about the things? He was quoting reasons, singing for the things. And now he's bound for glory all his own. And now he's bound for glory. But now they sing his praises in every distant shore. But so few remember what he was fighting for. Oh, why sing the songs and forget about the hands? He wrote them for a reason, why not sing them for the saints? And now he's bound for glory all his own. And now he's bound for glory.
If you gather round me, children, a story I will tell about pretty boy Floyd, an outlaw. Oklahoma knew him well. It was in the town of Shawnee, a Saturday afternoon, his wife beside him in his wagon. As in the town they rode, a deputy sheriff approached him in a manner rather rude, using vulgar words of anger. And his wife, she overheard. Pretty boy grabbed a log chain, the deputy grabbed his gun, and in the fight that followed, laid that deputy down. He fled to the hills and woodland to live a life of same every crime in Oklahoma. Added to his name. Now there's a many a starving farmers. Same old story told, how this outlaw paid the mortgage, saved their little home. Others tell you of a stranger come to beg a meal, and underneath his napkin left $1,000 bill. It was in Oklahoma City, was on a Christmas day, there come a whole carload of groceries, and a letter that did say, you say that I'm an outlaw, you say that I'm a thief, now here's a Christmas dinner for the family's own relief. Now as through this world I've rambled, I've seen lots of funny men. Some will love you with a six gun, and some with a fountain pen. And it's through your life you travel, and it's through your life you roam. You won't never see no outlaw drive a family from their home. Rob Stoner, Monty Dunn.
Thank you. Thank you.
My name's Tom Rush. I'd like to do a song for you that Phil might watch me write and one that I watched him write. I'll go first. Leaving's too long overdue. For far too long, I've had nothing new to show to you. Goodbye, dry eyes, I watched your plane fade off west of the moon, and it felt so strange. Walk away alone. There's no regrets, no tears goodbye. Don't want you back. We'd only cry. Say goodbye again. The hours that were yours echo like empty rooms. The thoughts we used to share, I now keep alone. I woke last night and spoke to you, and not thinking you were gone, and it felt so strange to lie awake alone. There's no regrets, no tears goodbye. Don't want you back. We'd only cry again. Say goodbye again. And our friends have tried to turn my nights to day. Strange faces in your place can't keep the ghosts away. Now just beyond the darkest hour, just behind the dawn, still feels so strange to lead my life alone. No regrets, no tears goodbye. Don't want you back. We'd only cry again. Say goodbye. Gene Ray, who's just out here. Millionaires and paupers walk the hungry streets.
reaching for companions to the restless feet. Strangers in a foreign land strike a match with a trembling hand. Learn too much to ever understand. And nobody's buying flowers from the flower lady. As lovers quarrel, snarl away their happiness. Kisses crumble in the web of loneliness. It's written by the poison pen. Voices break before they bend. The door is slammed, it's over once again. And nobody's buying flowers from the flower. Soldiers disillusioned come home from the war. The sarcastic students tell them not to fight no more. And so they argue through the night. Black is black and white is white. They walk away both knowing they are right. And nobody's buying flowers from the flower lady. As poets agonize, they cannot find the words. Stone stares at the sculptor, asks, are you absurd? The painter paints his brushes black. Through the canvas runs a crack. The portrait of the pain never answers back. And nobody's buying flowers from the flower lady. The flower lady hobbles home without a sail. As tattered shreds of petals leave a fading trail. Not a pause to hold the rose. Even she no longer knows. The lamp is out, the evening now is closed. And nobody's buying flowers from the flower lady. And nobody's buying flowers.
The Phil Oakes Memorial Celebration, a concert tribute to Oakes by his many friends, was presented as a non-profit event before an audience of 4,300 people on May 28, 1976, at the Felt Forum in New York City's Madison Square Garden.
I'm Larry Hester. To my right, Steve Berg. To my left, over there is Jim Gregory and Greg Diamond. We do a song that Phil wrote that's very important to me and to many of us. First, I remember hearing him sing it in 1965 in Washington. It's a song called I Ain't a Marchin' Anymore.
There's a battle of New Orleans at the end of the early British War. The young land was growing, the young blood flowing. I ain't a marching anymore. And I shoot myself and down on a thousand different fights. I was there at the Little Big Horn. I saw many, many lions, many more times.
Cared about justice. He didn't like to see suffering. When miners in Kentucky needed help, Phil Oakes was there. When a hurricane struck Florida, Phil tried to help those who survived and needed help. All through the civil rights days, the noblest quest of the American people in our time, the quest for equality, Phil sang and inspired us. The war darkened and Phil lightened our hearts but steeled our purpose. How many times I saw him at glorious rallies that he had created. He might have been the last to sing, but he's the one that pulled it together. He's the one that was the total giver. We're a pretty materialistic people. Phil wasn't. Phil gave. Phil didn't ask for anything. Now let me talk seriously with you for a minute. Phil needed help at the end. As a friend, I knew that. I tried to help him, but you and I have to ask ourselves this. How is it that such a driven person, Phil was a poet of the first order. He was a genius, a caring, loving, giving person. How is it that a person with all those qualities couldn't find the help he needed in America? Let's ask ourselves that. We need to answer it. Is it because we weren't as caring, we weren't as driven, we weren't as committed and giving as him? I think maybe so. God bless you, Phil Oakes. Earth, receive an honored guest. Our friend Phil Oakes is laid to rest. But if we have the vision and the courage and the compassion, his dream and his song will live in us. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Sunny Tansman, Phil's sister. I want to tell you something about Phil's early life. There may be a few interesting things about him you didn't know. Phil was born in El Paso, Texas in 1940, just across the border from New Mexico Army Base, where our father, Dr. Jacob Oakes, was then stationed. After the war, we moved to Far Rockaway, then to Western New York, to the town of Perrysburg, and then to Columbus, Ohio. Phil began learning music during his freshman year in high school in Columbus. He studied clarinet and saxophone. Believe it or not, Phil spent the next three high school years at the Staunton Military Academy at Staunton, Virginia. Why? It was something he wanted to do. God only knows why. He picked the school himself from among the ads in the back of the New York Times Sunday magazine section. His fellow students included John Dean III and Barry Goldwater Jr. He once said later, "I had no idea what I was going to be. I wasn't political. I wasn't musical. I was just an American nebbish, completely captivated by movies, the whole James Dean, Marlon Brando trip. I was into country and Western music. There was Webb Pierce, Ray Price, Johnny Cash, Farron Young, and then I really fell for the Elvis image." As you all know, Phil's politics changed, but not his fascination for our cultural heroes, John Wayne, Bruce Lee, Audie Murphy, Bob Dylan. Anyone who seemed larger than life and very good at what they did. During a visit to Florida in 1960, he spent 15 days in jail for vagrancy. After that, when he went back to Ohio State University in the fall, he took up journalism. He then began writing songs. In fact, he won his first guitar from his college roommate, Jim Glover, by betting on John Kennedy in the presidential election. Jim, by the way, taught Phil chords and techniques. Phil wrote his first song at the end of his junior year, after the Bay of Pigs. That was the ballad of the Cuban invasion. For the next 3 years, he wrote about such things as freedom rides, the steel price rise crisis, the Cuban Missile Crisis, the Civil Rights March on Washington, and the Kennedy assassination. Later he said, "Songwriting has been my major thought, with the question of how far a song can go, how much it can cover, and how to work with the song form." Phil gravitated to New York after Ohio State. For a while, he lived with Jim Glover and Gene Ray. Then he met Alice Skinner and started going around with her. Now, I should tell you that for all his energy and bluster, Phil was shy in a lot of ways. He had been seeing Alice for a while when they got into a quarrel one night over a man who was flirting with Alice in the McDougal Street Cafe called The Basement. Phil went over to the Kettle of Fish bar for a while to fortify himself. Then he stood, drunk, in the middle of McDougal Street, in front of The Basement Cafe and shouted, "I love you! I love you! I love you!" That was the first Alice had ever heard of it. Phil and Alice got married early in 1963, and their daughter Megan was born later that year. Their apartment on Bleecker Street became a hangout for a lot of soon-to-be-famous songwriters who usually would come over late at night to sing their latest. To me, this was the happiest and most exciting part of Phil's life, and very much the most productive. Now, you're going to hear a bit tonight about Phil's stubbornness, particularly regarding politics and causes. But for me, the incident which showed how really determined he could be about anything occurred during his early period in the village. One night, he accidentally rubbed his eye with his shirt sleeve, and one of his contact lenses popped out and stuck to the cloth. Without realizing it, he wiped his mouth with his sleeve and ended up swallowing the contact lens. There was no way Phil was going to go on stage without his contact lenses, so he stuck his finger down his throat, brought up his contact lens with his dinner, felt around for it, found it, wiped it off, and walked out onto the stage with an enormous grin. Thank you.
I'll read two poems about Chicago Democratic Convention 8 years ago, 1968, an experience shared by myself, Phil Oakes, Bill Kunstler, and many of the people here in this room. First, Grant Park, August 28, 1968. Green air, children sat under the trees with old folks, bodies bare, eyes open to eyes under the hotel wall. The ring of brown-clothed bodies, armed but silent, at ease, leaned on their rifles. Harsh sound of microphones, helicopter roar, a current in the belly, future marches and detectives, naked in bed. Where? On the planet, not Chicago, in late sunlight. Miserable picnic, police state or Garden of Eden? In the building, walled against the sky, magicians exchange images, money, vote, and handshakes. The tear gas drifted up to the vice president, naked in the bathroom, naked on the toilet, taking a shit, weeping. Who wants to be president of the Garden of Eden? Flying to Chicago to the convention. 22,000 feet over hazed square vegetable planet floor, approaching Chicago to die, or flying over Earth another 40 years to die, indifferent and afraid that the bone-shattering bullet be the same as the vast evaporation of phenomena, cancer come true like with my father's old man's bed, or historic fire heaven descending 22,000 years and the atomic eon. The lake's blue again. Sky's the same baby, though papers and noses rumor tar spread through the natural universal make angels' feet sticky. I heard the angel king's voice, a bodiless, tuneful teenager, eternal in my own heart, saying, "Trust the purest joy. Democratic anger is an illusion. Democratic joy is God. Our father is baby blue. The original face you see sees you." How, through conventional police and revolutionary fury, remember the helpless order the police armed to protect, the helpless freedom the revolutionary conspired to honor. "I am the angel king," sang the angel king. as mobs in amphitheaters, streets, coliseums, parks, and offices scream in despair over meat and metal microphones.
My name is William Kunstler. I met Phil Oakes when he was a witness in the Chicago trial. And everyone that you've seen here tonight in one way or another is part of that trial, but many people were witnesses and defendants who are floating around. Jerry Rubin, who'll be on later. You already... Ed Sanders, Phil... Pete Seeger were all witnesses, and so was Phil. And Phil went up to the witness stand with his guitar in a case. It was labeled Exhibit D-147. And I asked him the following questions, and he gave the following answers. Mr. Oakes, will you please state your full name? Philip David Oakes. What is your occupation? I'm a singer. What kind of a singer? A folk singer. Can you indicate what kind of songs you sing? I write all my own songs, and they are just simple melodies with a lot of lyrics. They usually have to do with current events and what is going on in the news. You can call them topical songs, songs about the news, and the developing then into more philosophical songs. Did you have any discussion with Jerry Rubin when you saw him after coming to Chicago in August of 1968? Yes, I did. Can you relate what that conversation was? We discussed the nomination of a pig for president. We discussed going out in the countryside around Chicago and buying a pig from a farmer and bringing him into the city for his nominating speech. Did you have any role in that? Yes, I helped select the pig and I paid for him. Where did you find the pig? We found it on a farm outside of Chicago. Did you find a pig at once? No, it was very difficult. We stopped at several farms and asked where the pigs were. None of the farmers referred you to the police station, did they? No, they did not. Would you state, Mr. Oakes, what, if anything, happened to the pig? The pig was later arrested with seven people underneath the Picasso statue at the Chicago Civic Center. Just before the arrest, did Jerry Rubin read anything? Yes, he read a prepared speech for the pig. What did he read? Something to the effect, why take half a hog when you can have the whole thing? He announced the pig's name, Pigasus. He said, I, Pigasus, hereby announce my candidacy for the presidency of the United States. He was then interrupted in his talk by the police who arrested all of us. What was the pig doing during this announcement? He just oinked several times, and then he peed. Question, did you ever see that pig again? No. After his arrest, he apparently dropped out of the race. Judge Hoffman then turned to Phil Oakes and said, Mr. Oakes, just answer the questions directly. You are a singer, but you are a smart fellow, I am sure. And Phil replied, thank you very much. You are a judge, but you are a smart fellow too. On cross-examination, a pig-faced little fellow by the name of Richard Schultz, who was the United States attorney, began to question Phil. And finally, Phil began to chuckle. And Mr. Schultz said, "Did I say something that's funny?" And Phil said, "Just your tone of voice, Mr. Schultz. It is just your tone of voice." And the judge butted in and said, "What's going on here?" And Mr. Schultz said, "He was holding back a laugh, Your Honor. I thought that either I was very homely and he was laughing at me, or I said something that was amusing to him. I wanted to know." I then said, "Mr. Oakes is a very gentle man, Mr. Schultz, and he will not laugh at your face." And Phil said, "That is true. People cannot help the way they look." His last words at the trial were in response to another question of Mr. Schultz. Mr. Schultz said, "You were at the band shell on Wednesday afternoon. Do you remember saying, 'Hubert Horatio Hogg, the Democratic pig for president'? Do you remember using the names Johnson and Humphrey and Richard Little Caesar Daley in a derogatory fashion?" And Phil said, "Yes, I remember. I said that they were the assassinators of the democracy." And Schultz said, "Just what did you mean by that, Mr. Oakes?" And Phil replied, "I meant that they were trying to kill everything I believed in: decency, human love, songs, joy, and freedom." Truly were the assassinators of democracy. And the U.S. attorney turned to his chair and said, "That's all I have."
Hi, I'm Jerry. This is a letter I wish I didn't have to give. "Dear Phil, you did it again. You brought us all together, but with one person missing, you. Phil, the happiest and fullest moments of my life I spend with you. From Berkeley to Chicago 68, to deportation from England and Ireland in 1970, to visiting Chile in 1971, to countless meals and movies and adventures and goodbyes and reunions. It terrifies me to realize that I will never again be able to pick up the telephone and hear the voice on the other end say, 'Hey man, Oak's here, what's happening?' I first met you in May 1965 when a group of 13 college students were just beginning to question our country's war, and we were organizing a big teach-in about Vietnam when we needed a folk singer to charm the people and spice up the speaking monotony, and everybody else was busy, and you canceled a commercial engagement to fly to Berkeley. You arrived, one man and a guitar, new songs scrawled on pieces of paper falling out of your pockets. And you had one quality which immediately excited me: your incredible curiosity. I have memories of you in navy peacoat and English cap, carrying 3 newspapers and 2 magazines and hurrying home to the West Village to catch the evening news. You wanted to know the details of everything. And when you felt good, you kept these innumerable small notebooks in which you recorded what you learned every day. You were a student of life. You taught me to look at all life as a movie and every instant as a scene. You loved being part of history, part of your time. Well, Phil, I miss our companionship and your soft soul, your constant support and encouragement, your truth-telling whatever the cost, your constant presence. I miss the sheepish grin, the allowing manner. I miss your sweetness. I know that you went to your death a fulfilled man, because you lived, you traveled, you felt, you wrote, you loved. You sure crammed a lot of life into those 35 years. I was privileged to know you for 11, and I hope that you knew during your life how much I loved you. Fortunately, we all have Phil Oakes inside of us. Thank you, Phil, for your sensitivity, your intelligence, your honesty, your joy, your excitement at being alive. Goodbye, Phil."
Ancora Wife. And we'd like to thank all of you for being Phil's friends, and for being here tonight with us. Hi, Phil. We're all here. How do you like it so far? You probably could have done it better. I remember how you always took risks. You were never afraid. Paranoid, maybe, but fear never. Remember when you said the Vietnamese taught us courage, patience, and unity? Well, you taught us that with no risk taken, no gain is made. So we came together tonight to remember that, to talk about what you said and did, and to sing it over. I wanted to call you last week. They arrested Monte Alegre, the liberal Catholic lawyer in Santiago, after our Treasury Secretary Simon came back from Chile. Simon says, U.S. take one giant step back into Chile. It's safe for our money. Of course, while in Chile, Simon promised no more arrests. Well, Phil, remember Edgardo Enriquez? You knew him. He was shipped out of Argentina back to Chile and turned over to the DINA on April 27th. He's probably in the shiny new torture center just over the border. His brother was killed by the junta. Their father was in the Allende government. He was the mere leader. There are lots of stadiums in Chile now, Phil. They're getting fuller and fuller. Last Friday night, Alfredo Whitelaw and his wife and three kids were abducted, tortured, and found dead, shot through the eyes in Buenos Aires. And 2 weeks ago, the former president of Uruguay's Senate and the president of the House of Representatives were removed, hooded, from their homes at 5 a.m. and found bullet-riddled in the trunk of a car. 21,000 have been arrested since the coup in Argentina, and 4,000 are in jail in Chile. Washington thinks nothing of tossing $25 million to the junta, but can't lift a finger to help heal the wounds of war in Vietnam. And the same government that prosecuted the war pardoned itself. Imagine, the war criminals are free. We've got to set the resistors free. The Vietnamese are building their country 10 times more beautiful, just like Ho said. But after $150 billion of war damage, it's going to take a lot of doing to reconstruct, and Washington is obligated to do it. Phil, isn't it absurd that we're still fighting all these battles? It's terrible, Phil, that you got so tired so soon. We could sure use you now. I remember when you once said, something inside of me gets greatly disturbed at seeing this absurdity, and this is probably the root of my songs. You also said, the reward is the act of the struggle itself. In other words, even though you can't expect to defeat the absurdity of the world, you must make the attempt. That's morality, that's religion, that's art, that's life.
British War. Young land started growing, young blood started flowing, but I ain't marching anymore. For I killed my share of engines in 1,000 different fights. I was there at the Little Bighorn. I heard many men lying, I saw many more dying, but I ain't marching anymore. It's always the old to lead us to the war. It's always the young to fall. Now look at all we've won with a saber and the gun. Tell me, is it worth it all? For I stole California. California from the Mexican land. But in the bloody Civil War, yes, I even killed my brothers, so many others, but I ain't a marching anymore. And I marched to the battles of the German trench in a war that was bound to end all wars. I must have killed a million men, now they want me back again, but I ain't a marching anymore. It's always the old to lead us to the war, it's always the young to fall. Now look at all we've won with a saber and the gun. Tell me, is it worth it all? For I flew the final mission in the Japanese sky, set off the mighty mushroom roar. When I saw the cities burning, I knew that I was learning, and I ain't a marching anymore. Now the labor leaders screaming when they close the missile plant. United Fruit screams at the Cuban shores. Call it peace or call it treason, call it love or call it reason, but I ain't a marching anymore. No, I ain't a marching anymore.
Phil Oakes. Phil Oakes. Again, Phil Oakes.
I've got to apologize. I don't have any voice left at all, so I'll just howl the words. Sorry to hit some of the high notes. I haven't had too many hit songs, but one song that became a kind of a hit. One song that became a kind of a hit was a song I wrote back in 65, 64. In Nebraska, in the back seat of a car, and Joan Baez here recorded it, so we're gonna sing it together for the first time. I hope we don't make any mistakes.
I'm watching
you watch it my mouth. Show me prison. Show me jail. Show me a prisoner whose life has gone stale. I'll show you a young man with many reasons why. There but for fortune may go you or I. Show me an alley. Show me a train. Show me a hobo as he sleeps out in the rain. And I'll show you a young man with many reasons why. There but for fortune may go you and I. Show me the whiskey stains on the floor. Show me a drunken man as he stumbles out the door. And I'll show you a young man with so many reasons why. There but for fortune go you and I. Show me a country where the bombs had to fall. Show me the ruins of the building once so tall. And I'll show you a young land with so many reasons why. There but for fortune go you.
Never.
Silent soldiers on earth, silver screens, framed in fantasies and drugged in dreams. Unpaid actors of the mystery. The mad director knows that freedom will not make you free. And what's this got to do with me? I declare the war is over. It's over. It's over. Drums are drizzling on a grain of sand. Fading rhythms of a fading land. Prove your courage in the proud parade. Trust your leaders where mistakes are almost never made. And they're afraid that I'm afraid. I'm afraid the war is over. It's over. It's over. Do your duty, boys, and join with pride. Serve your country in her suicide. Find a flag so you can wave goodbye. But just before the end, even treason might be worth a try. This country is too young to die. I declare the war is it's over. It's over. One-legged veterans will greet the dawn and their whistling marches as they mow the lawn. And the gargoyles only grin and greet. The gypsy fortune teller told me that we've been deceived. You only are what you believe. I believe the war is over. It's over. It's over.